For a lot of young athletes, the toughest part of the game isn't the opponent, it's the car ride home. One comment, one question, one frustrated tone, and suddenly the whole experience feels different. Today, we're talking about how that car ride can either build your athlete up or quietly break their love of the game. Welcome to Car Ride Conversations for Sports Families. I'm your host, Valerie Alston, here to help parents and young athletes spark meaningful dialogue about mental toughness, resilience, and confidence. Whether you're headed to practice, a game, or just running errands around town, this podcast is your go-to for building stronger relationships and lifelong skills, one car ride at a time. Let's dive in. All right, so I know this can often be a really contentious discussion. Well, part of the athlete experience is that car ride home. And oftentimes, parents are well-meaning, and they want to digest the game and help their kid walk through it. But what they don't realize is the way they approach that, it can be really detrimental to, one, their kid's just enjoyment of the sport, but also recognizing they're exhausted. They're not taking it in. It could damage the relationship because, as a parent, maybe you're focused on all the wrong things. And so one of the key things, hopefully in this conversation today, that you're going to take away is the car ride home, there is not a one-size-fits-all solution for every kid and every family. Sometimes it's completely dependent on their developmental stage, where they're at in their progression as an athlete, how old they are, right? If you're trying to process a game with an 8-year-old, 6-year-old, 8-year-old, that should look very different than if you're talking to a senior in high school, okay? Their mental capacity, cognitive ability to process what happened is very different, okay? So there is not a one-size-fits-all solution, but hopefully through today's conversation, y'all can pick up some principles that you can utilize to make your car ride conversations, especially coming home from a game or a tournament, as productive as possible. And sometimes what that might mean is not having the conversation at all, okay? So the first thing I want y'all to think about is, when your athlete has just finished playing their sport, whether, again, it was a really competitive game, a high school game, a club game, match, that takes up a lot of energy, physically, mentally, emotionally. Physically, they might be tired, muscles sore, adrenaline is dropped. Sometimes they're just hungry and dehydrated, depending on the physical environment in which they're performing. Often there's a lot of mental exhaustion because they had to be so focused throughout their play. Maybe they're tired, they just had to make a lot of decisions that were part of the game. Maybe their coach had a long post-game debrief, like whatever, right? There's constant evaluation. There might be mental reasons why they're exhausted. And then there's sometimes the emotional exhaustion of whatever that game put them through, the highs, the lows, the ups, the downs. And whether that's frustration, embarrassment, excitement, joy, those emotions drain you. And depending on what you're actually experiencing in the moment, some of those emotions are more conducive to having a productive conversation than others. And so really the number one thing to start any guiding principle, if you're trying to make an effective car ride conversation post-game, right, coming home from a competition specifically, is to really understand, read the room, okay? Let your athlete lead, read the room. Are they even in a space that they could have a conversation right now? And sometimes the answer is probably no. They're exhausted, they're tired. Shoot, I was at my gym last night and was talking with a volleyball athlete and her parents. Their last game of the day was 8 p.m. on a Sunday, and then they had to drive 2 hours home. So they weren't even getting home till midnight. I guarantee you that your kid is not in a head state to do any sort of productive conversating. 10 p.m. at night, okay, on their way home from a long tournament. So really, I want you to think about, read the room. Sometimes the most important thing is just let your kid sleep or turn on some good music and just jam out, get some food, decompress, right? Allow some space for that exhaustion or that mental or emotional load to be released, okay? But if your athlete is willing to talk, has the mental capacity, is available, great, ask, right? I would really encourage you to really think about ask first, or let your kid be the one to initiate the conversation. because they'll let you know what they're ready for, what they're capable of talking about or thinking about, okay? Now, of course, as a parent, if there's some sort of, like, negative behavior or something that occurred on the field, on the court, wherever they play, and you want to address it while it's fresh, again, maybe that's your prerogative, right? If there were some character-driven things that you didn't appreciate and you want to make sure it gets talked about, again, that might be the time to do it while it's fresh. But you can also anticipate, again, based on their emotional and cognitive capacity, that still might not be the right time to talk about it, okay? So use your judgment, know what you see from your kid, read them and their mental emotional cues, but what do they have the energy for, okay? What are they capable of doing in that moment? And sometimes the best answer is don't have a conversation at all, okay? Even though I have a podcast, the name of this podcast is Car Ride Conversations, that doesn't mean post-game every time, right? So just read the room, for lack of a better term. Another thing to really, that's very important, is as adults, we often have a different frame of reference for the experience than our kids. And we weren't the ones necessarily in the plays, doing the work, out there running around. And even if you're a parent coach, you're out there and you're involved a little bit, but it's really important to remember that your kid is a kid, okay? And they might not have the mental and emotional capacity yet, depending on how old they are, to really dive in deeply to the ins and outs of the game. So really thinking about, let your kid lead the conversation. And you do not want this to turn into an interrogation, right? You don't want this to be a dreaded experience for your child, okay? And so if it turns into an interrogation, it might sound like things like, why'd you swing at that pitch? Or what happened on that play? Right now you're asking them, you're almost making them question like who they are as a person. Do you even love me? Or is it all about what happened on the field? So making sure you lead with something like, if you do think your athlete is willing and able to talk, is lead with something like inviting them to initiate the conversation. Hey, do you want to talk about the game? Something as simple as that. And parent, please being respectful if the answer is no. Okay. This gives your athlete, your kid, agency and autonomy. You don't want your kid to feel forced into this post-game breakdown because they will shut down. And the more that they don't, like you're forcing them into conversations that they don't want to have, that you're creating negative associations with playing their sport, the more likely you are to crush the joy of the competition. Okay. So really just thinking through letting your kid lead and as the adult, really having to be okay with not getting to have that conversation. Now, another thing to consider is that you want to make sure you're protecting the joy of the sport. One of the common complaints we hear from kids is that the car ride home is just awful, right? Their parent wanting to go through the ins and outs and what happened and all that. And it just steals the joy and some can sometimes damage the relationship. I have a particular athlete that I worked with a couple years ago that if she had a choice, if mom and dad showed up from the game at different places, would not get in the car with dad because the experience of driving home with him was so miserable because the way he went after, not went after her, it wasn't like abusive or anything, but it was just his needs to dissect the game weren't aligned with his own daughter's, what her needs were. And it just created so much tension. She refused to drive home with him, right? So you never want to get to that point with your kid, right? The first most important thing that matters is the relationship between you and your kid. So you never want sport to be the reason that you have a contentious relationship with your kid, okay? And so really thinking about, we don't want your kid to associate sports with criticism, pressure, disappointment. Now, do those things occur within sport? Of course. But we don't want that to be their only association with playing sport, okay? So we want them to more frequently experience joy and connection and growth and challenge, okay? So for many kids, the car ride home becomes an emotional memory that they're going to carry forward. And so really thinking about, what do I want my child to remember from this post-game experience? Do I want them to remember that we connected, we laughed? If it was a really rough game, that they felt supported, that they weren't being attacked for their decisions on the field and all that type of stuff? Or did they feel lectured and criticized? Okay. What is the tone that you want to set? Always in the backdrop, remembering that your relationship with your kid is the most important thing. Okay. And once you've gotten past all those hurdles and you remember grounding this in the relationship, that if your kid is actually open to talking about the game, how do you balance reflection and celebration, right? How do you help them grow and develop? So be able to reflect on the game in a productive way, game, match, tournament, whatever it is that they're doing. Reflect in productive ways so that they're getting something out of it, right? That they are learning and growing, but also celebrating some small wins, some good experiences, okay? So a helpful framework is more positive emotions to negative, right? So this is a loose number. There's a lot of different research about how many positives to negatives you need, but a good rule of thumb is 3-to-1. 3 positives to each negative, okay? And so when we talk about celebrating the positives, what you're looking for is opportunities for your child to reflect on what went well, okay? And again, I have an episode in December we talked about this, so I'll link it in the show notes. If you need really specific post-game questions or things to reflect on, I'll take you to that episode, right? I'll link it in the show notes here. But really the things that you want to think about is how can we celebrate things like hustle, being a great teammate, communicating effectively, or courage, right? Your athlete doing something hard or challenging or getting outside their comfort zone, maybe some sort of personal improvement or a performance moment where they really excelled and they were able to be clutch and come through. So those are the types of things you want to be able to celebrate and make sure that you bring into the conversation with your kid post-game. And even there is a negativity bias, right? So our young people are going to be prone, and ourselves as the parents might also be prone to only remember the negative. And so really thinking about for yourself if you do a post-game talk with your kid is to really remember what went well, okay? And so examples of how you might say something like that is, hey, I loved how you kept encouraging your teammates. Hey, that defensive play you made was huge. Great job. Or, hey, I love that you stayed calm after that mistake. That was such a great job of you bouncing back. Something along those lines, like looking, catch your child doing something well, okay? And then you can move on to more of a growth opportunity, something that maybe they need to work on. And really thinking about, again, child-led, let the athlete lead. Hey, what's one thing you think you want to work on this week after your experience in that game, okay? Or in this tournament or something along those lines. And so the beautiful part of that question is you're asking the athlete to discuss what they want to work on instead of telling them, okay? And what that does, again, it's invitational. It's letting the athlete lead. It's letting your kid lead. And it's not you, like, coming down on them, right? Of here's all the stuff that you didn't do well. Especially because sometimes, depending on your relationship with your kid and whatever the sport is, you might not actually know enough about the sport to give quality critique, okay? So again, just ask, what's one thing you think you should work on? Okay, let's discuss it. How can I help you work on that? All right? So one of the things I would really recommend for you all listening is for your athletes, for the parent-athlete dynamic here, is come up with some sort of like post-game car ride code. And what I mean by that is, again, there's not a one-size-fits-all approach. Every family is different, and this might need to change as your athlete grows and develops. Again, the conversations that I used to have with my dad post-game when I was 10 looked very different than when I was 18, right? And they should, okay? But creating some simple ground rules can be really important so that everybody's on the same page and that you can really make sure that, among other things, you're protecting the relationship and the ultimate joy of the sport, that you're not creating an experience that is causing your child to hate and be miserable during this process, okay? So these are examples. These are by no means something that you need to do, but some examples of rules that you could choose from. Something like first comment is always positive, or the athlete decides when to talk about the game, or maybe it's no coaching in the first 10 minutes, or parents have to focus on effort and attitude, or no mistakes are discussed until the next day. Whatever, right? These are just examples, things to get you guys thinking about what might it look like for our family in our situation. Again, the point is not perfection. you might even have these ground rules, and sometimes there's going to be a day where you just like, nope, throw it out. We're not doing it. No post-game talk. So again, the idea here is protect the relationship while still encouraging growth. Okay. The really important thing to remember here is at the end of the day, sport should strengthen your relationship with your child, not strain it. Okay. So if the car ride home becomes a place for connection instead of criticism, then you're probably doing it right. All right, y'all, we're going to dive into some conversation here in a minute. I just want to give a friendly reminder that if you are enjoying these episodes, please share them with somebody in your life. Leave a review, subscribe. What that does is it helps more people get access to it. It shares the love, right? And by leaving a review or sharing the episode directly, it just helps the algorithms make sure that this show is showing up more in people's search engines. All right, so let's dive into some conversation. A quick reminder of the rules. There are no wrong answers. Take turns talking and listening. Try to minimize your distractions as best you can. And remember that you can push pause after each individual question and talk about it. Or you can just listen to all of the questions and then talk about whatever makes sense for you. All right, here's our first question of the day. And this is for both, believe it or not, parent and athlete. Is how do you know when you should let it go? And what I mean by that is, as an athlete, as a parent, how do you know that right now is not the time to have a post-game talk? What are some indicators that you're either too tired, too distracted, too hungry, whatever the problem is? Like, what do y'all think? Parents, what have you noticed from your kid that the times where you think they might be receptive versus not? Talk about that amongst yourselves so that you all can create some indicators and understanding of when is talking going to be helpful versus when is it just a no-go. I don't have the headspace, the mental capacity to even have these conversations. And quite frankly, sometimes that's the parent doesn't have the headspace either. Okay. So we're not saying you have to have these post-game talks. So just throwing that out there. What do you guys think? What are some indicators? How do you know that we definitely should not have that conversation? All right. Our second question. Thinking about your preference as an athlete, do you like talking about games right after they happen? Or is later better? Okay. In general. Okay. This is in general. We know that there's going to be, no matter what your preference is, there are going to be some days where you just, I got nothing. You're not going to want to talk, and that's fine. But in general, in most cases, what are your preferences as an athlete? Do you want to talk about it? Do you not? Would you prefer to just leave it until later? Talk through that with your parents or whoever's listening to this podcast with you, because that can be the starting point for whatever ground rules you all decide to create. Okay. Third question. What is something that helps the car ride home feel more supportive instead of stressful? So when it has gone well between you and your parent, or you and your coach parent, whoever you're driving home from the games with, however you're getting home from your games or competitions, right? What makes those car rides feel supportive? Okay. Think back. Mine through your experiences. What works and what doesn't? Because you might as well start from your previous experience, right? You don't have to reinvent the wheel. So think about that. What makes those conversations feel supportive rather than stressful? Okay, your final question. I want you all to do the work. Start creating that car ride home code, okay? What is one rule that you're gonna start implementing time now, right? From today, moving forward, from whenever you're listening to this episode, from here on out, what is one rule that you're gonna subscribe to as a family that says, this is our guiding principle as it relates to post-game car ride home situations, okay? All right. Hope y'all are enjoying these conversations. Want to make sure that you keep creating some productive dialogue. Thank you so much for joining me on Car Ride Conversations for Sports Families. Again, if you found this episode helpful, share it, okay? Subscribe, do all the things so that more people can find it. If you are looking for more weekly tips, mindset shifts, and conversation starters, please consider joining my newsletter at www.confidentcalmclutch.com/newsletter. Again, there's additional opportunities, especially for parents and coaches, to learn some tips about how you can facilitate mental toughness and resilience and confidence with your kids. All right, y'all. If you're looking for something specific, if there's a topic or something that you would like me to cover on future episodes, again, you can hit me up in the show notes. There's a link to email me directly, or you can find me on Facebook and Instagram at @VAlstonCoaching. As always, I hope you all had some great conversation. Hopefully this topic was interesting for you, and I will see you next time.